الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I praise him, they seek help from him. We ask forgiveness from him. We repent to him. And we seek refuge in him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find the guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and servant. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace and your blessing be upon your servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon his family and all his companions. In continuation of the series of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today's name is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala As-Subuh, the most praised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most praised. Everything, everyone, plants, earth, materials, human, jinn, angels, all praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no partner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the people who praise him, he seek his forgiveness and his blessings. There's no specific word for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as-Subuh in the Quran al-Kareem. But in the traditions, the prophetic hadith of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated by Sahih Muslim, Aisha radiallahu anha, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say in his prostration and rukur, Subbuhun Quddusun Rabbul Malaikat Warruh. Most praised, most gracious, Rabbul Malaikat, the angel, and also the Warruh, Sayyidina Jibreel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Subuh, the most praised. And also another hadith, Hadith Abi Musa al-Ash'ari, he said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned five words, and he mentioned out of them, Hijabuhu an-Nur, the veil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the light. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just revealed that veil, all on the earth and the heavens will be burned out of the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only the believers in the paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them, and of course the prophets and the shuhada and the siddiqeen will be able to bear, just to see and look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's face. But with his face, if just the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at what's in the heaven and the earth, everything would be burned out because of the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alam tara anna Allah yusabbuhu lahu man fi al-samawati wal-ard wal-tayr safatin kullun qad alim salatu wa tasbihu wallahu alimun bima yaf'alun. All who's in the earth and the heaven. Everything has their own way of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can't you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praised by the, whoever in the heavens and the earth, in all languages and all sounds. The birds knows how they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all about this. And also in Surah Al-Isra, تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالسَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضِينَ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِحَهُمْ. All what's in the heaven and earth, and whoever in them, everything, human, jinn, plants, flowers, birds, everything, even the dirt, even the rocks, and the mountains, and the sea, and the fish, everything, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we don't understand their praise. So everything praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the thunder praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala ta'ala, وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ. So the thunder praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا مَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ. And all the angels also praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of fear. The water praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The plant praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the materials, all this, everything that you see anywhere, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rocks, the trees, everything praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ الْمَلِكُ الْقُدُّوسُ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, all praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heaven and the earth. The judge, the most praised, the most wise, all the angels, and the angel has different types. Al-Malaikatul Muqarrabun, the angels that are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala non-stop. And the angels that who carry the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Al-Ladhina yahmaluna al-arsha wa man hawlahu yusabbihuna bihamdillah, bihamdu rabbihim wa yu'minuna bih. وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So all these angels around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, carrying the throne on all the heavens, they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for the believers. Could you imagine what kind of reward that you can get when you are in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? All these angels will praise for you. Why? Because the angels know about your nature, that you can be deceived by the devil, and you can go astray, you can go away from the way of Allah, but since you are praising Allah, obeying Allah, so everything will ask Allah for forgiveness for you. Not only the angels, even the fish and everything on everywhere will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for you. So this is something that even you can sleeping and something else around you, praising for you, protecting, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your protections and for your well-being. So all these angels and all the other creations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created praise non-stop, but we don't understand. And we're going to see examples of that. يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ لَا يَفْتَرُونَ. So day and night, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't get tired of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mountains, the birds, also praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وسخرنا مع داود الجبال يسبحن والطير. سورة الأنبياء. So Allah سبحانه وتعالى made the mountains under the commands of Prophet Dawood. And also the birds, Allah سبحانه وتعالى, and the birds too. And I'm going to mention a few examples of how the communication with Prophet Dawood and Prophet Sulaiman with birds and insects and other creations of Allah, how they praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى. إِنَّا سَخَّرْنَا الْجِبَالَ مَعَهُ يُسَبِّحْنَا بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِشْرَاقِ. So the mountains are under the commands of Prophet Dawood. They praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى day and night. بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِشْرَاقِ. In the evenings and the mornings. All the time. The ants. The very small ants that you see. They praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that one of the prophets of Allah went under a tree and one of the ants bited him. So he got very upset and very angry and asked his soldiers to come and burn all the ants around the tree. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him. Just because one ant bited you, so you burned the whole nation around of the ants, and all of them, they praise me, they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wouldn't you just punish the one that bited you? The frog in the water, they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Dawood alayhi salam one time said, "Oh Allah, forgive me. Who praised you more than me?" Prophet Dawood thought that he praised Allah more than anybody else and more than anything else. "Oh Allah, forgive me. And tell me if anybody else praised you more than me." And he went up to a rock, to the side of the river, and Prophet Dawood and Prophet Sulaiman used to understand the language of the birds and other creation. So one frog called Prophet Dawood, "Oh Dawood, so you make yourself that you're doing something more than anybody else for Allah? I am a frog. I praise Allah day and night out of his fear." And he looked, Prophet Dawood looked, and that frog was standing in the water. And Prophet Dawood said, "Oh Allah, forgive me. Your blessing on me more than that I would imagine. And all your creations praise you more than me." See, he asked Allah for his forgiveness because he understood that not only him that praise Allah, but all other creations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as-subuh, the most praised. All the creations praise him. The worm, the small worm that you may see and you may... may you see it, you kill it if it's in your way, but don't kill anything except if it's going to harm you. If you walk in the street and you see a worm, don't go with your feet and kill it, because that worm will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That worm was raising her head and passing by Prophet Dawood. And Prophet Dawood looked at that worm and say to himself, "Why Allah created this small creation? What the benefit of it?" The devil, or the Prophet Dawood, just thought about that. Why Allah created that? Does Allah need that creation? The worm told the Prophet Dawood, with the will of Allah, "Oh Dawood, you like yourself that you're worshiping more than anything else. One praise, alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. One praise that I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better than all what you worship. Worshiping and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. The big three praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just look at anything around you. He praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Hajj, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ وَالنُّجُومُ وَالْجِبَالُ وَالشَّجَرُ وَالدَّوَابُ وَكَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Not all the human, fortunately. Because the human was given the choice. Some of them choose to go with the devil. But all the other creations, they have no choice by their nature. They fear Allah, they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night, non-stop. The small birds praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of these birds passed by Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, and the Prophet Sulaiman saw the bird mating with his female and shouting. So mating and shouting, making noise. So Prophet Sulaiman told the people around him, do you know what this bird say while he's mating with his female? See, no, Prophet of Allah. The bird was telling his female, follow me of what I wanted to do, because, oh Allah, I don't need pleasure for mating for you, but I want that Allah will create out of this more creations so they can praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the bird is telling his female that out of what we're doing, more creation will come and more creations will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's your presence in paradise. غراس الجنة. When you say سبحان الله وبحمد سبحان الله العظيم, that you planting a tree in the paradise, in your clan, or your presence, or what you own there. Ibn Mas'ud said that Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said that in Isra wal Mi'raj, Prophet Muhammad met Prophet Ibrahim. And Prophet Ibrahim told Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, deliver my peace to your nation. See, Prophet Ibrahim is the father of the prophets. And Prophet Ibrahim cared about us. And he sent the message of peace to us, to all the nation of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he told Prophet Muhammad, send my peace to your nation. And told them that the paradise is wonderful. The water is clear. And you're going to find in it what you would not imagine. And what your mind will not comprehend. It's out of the comprehension of us what's in the paradise. And the plants in the paradise is subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. That's the message of Prophet Ibrahim to us, delivered by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Isra wal Mi'raj. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. When you say this, with every word, you plant a tree for yourself in the paradise. See how easy it is? That's the easiest worship that you can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. With our modern term, you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala smart when you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you can praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anytime, day and night. walking, sitting, going to sleep, when you come out of sleep. Even if you didn't have to have been wudu, you can be anywhere except to the bathroom, of course, and that you can praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the plane, in your car, in while you're sleeping, while you're sitting, everywhere, anywhere except this place, that you can praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the heaviest thing that you can do in the day of judgment for yourself. كلمتان خفيفتان في على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. It's very easy on your tongue to say سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. But these words, they are very heavy on the scale and the judgment. The scale is larger than the heaven and the earth. So what you fill in with subhanallah wa bihamdi subhanallah al-azim, you fill in more than the earth and the heaven could handle. And who knows how much? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And how often you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much you carry of good things for yourself. Just as you walk in, instead of singing or playing music or listening to something is not going to be good for you, just to keep that in your mind while you're driving, while you're sitting, while you're walking, everywhere. Just to keep that two words in your tongue. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Dhikrillah is the easiest and the heaviest worship that you can do for yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for it, will mention you among his angels around him. When you mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention you. If you mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala among people, he will mention you among the angels more than, of course, angels more than ever you think. So mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. That's the best worship that you can do. And when you keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your tongue, Your mind and your heart will be pleased, that nothing on this earth can give you pleasure than it. When you, especially in these times of, like in the last third of the night, when you wake up and you pray two rak'ahs and you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will feel happiness. That happiness cannot be measured. That some of people will say, if the kings of this earth know about the happiness that the believer gets when they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will fight them for it. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam once found Abi Huraira planting a tree in the ground. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, can I tell you about a better plant more than this? Abu Huraira told him, yes, Prophet of Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, say, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will plant with every word you say a tree for you in the paradise. In the paradise, will be angels, their job just to plant these trees. And some of the angels will sit, do nothing, will not plant anything. Then they will ask, what happened? Why you are not planting? They said, the people that I'm planting for them, they are not praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are just waiting until the people will, or the human, the believer will start praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, so they can go on and continue. So there is angels work for you, planting trees for you in your paradise. For you, if you stop praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angel will stop and will wait for you to come back again and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and continue planting for you. As much as you praise Allah, as much as they want to plant for you. Between the heaven and the earth, ونسير سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. في البروفيت حديث الطهور شطر الإيمان والحمد لله تملأ الميزان. Praise to Allah will fill the scale for you. Then their judgment, the people will just look for something just to pass them from the wrong side to the right side. Don't underestimate what one praise can do for you. That could be the one that will move you from the wrong side to the right side. So whenever you get lazy to go to pray two rak'ahs or to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, think about that. Think that if I'm not going to do this, God forbid, I may be on the wrong side. So with this praise, with this rak'ah, alhamdulillah, I will go to the right side. So this praise, when you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heaven and the earth will be filled with your praise, with your reward. The praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not let at all. He was always praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his companions with him, of course. And in the Quran, سبح اسم ربك الأعلى. That's in Surah Al-A'la. Surah Taha. وسبح بحمد ربك قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها. Before the sunset, before the sun come out, and before the sunset. In Surah Qaf, وسبح بحمد ربك قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل الغروب. So this is certain time that even the reward is more. Before, after the Fajr, before the sun come out, and also before the sun go out, the sunset. In Surah At-Tur, وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدُ رَبِّكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحْهُ وَأَدْبَارِ النِّجُومِ. All these times, when you wake up at night, and when you look at the stars in the heavens, when you look at anything around you, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because may that thing that you don't understand that they're praising, they will be witness for you. You'll be there to witness what you your, about your praise and about your prayer. In Surah Al-Insan, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ وَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا. ومن الليل فاسجد له وسبحه ليلا طويلا. If you can even go to sleep and your praise going to be continuous. How? Just before you go to sleep, keep praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even while you sleep, your rewards will be continuously as you started. And when you wake up, start again. Never let praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of your mind. That should be the most important thing in your life, is to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Just when you are not doing something, that will be your praise. Even while you're doing, if you're doing something, maybe you could do in a job, driving, or whatever you do, but your tongue is praising. Keep your tongue praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Abu Huraira used to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 12,000 times of praise. And he said, I praise as much as I sin. Of course, you know, the companions, or when the person get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't look at just committing a sin like stealing or anything, adultery, anything that's all the sin. No. They consider other things as sinning. Just thinking that, God forbid, that what they're doing is not for the sake of Allah, they think that is a sin. So they ask Allah for forgiveness about that. Everything. What they do, they just, because what they have done, if it is sinning or not sinning, just to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, because you don't know. And Abu Huraira used to have a thread with thousands of knots on it, and he keep praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of these awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kram, even after his death, while they given ghusl for him, while even when he did, he was doing like this, was using putting his hands on the in his fingers, as he used to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and counting. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no limits, has no specific time, as you mentioned. Anywhere, anytime. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقَعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell you when and how you can praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you standing, while you're sitting, while you laying in your side, while you're thinking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you just contemplate and look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, of what you see. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. أقول قولي هذا فاستغفر الله لي ولكم. عسى الله استغفر الله وعسى الله أن يغفر لنا ذنوبنا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. عسى الله أن يغفر لنا ذنوبنا. آمين يا رب العالمين. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Ibn Abbas said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala identified certain type of worship for a certain time. Prayer, Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Hajj in a certain time, Zakah for certain things, Sadaqah, charities. So everything has certain time and certain things to do it for it, except praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no time assigned. There is no amount assigned. And there is no excuse. There is no excuse. Even when you are sick, if you can't stand, if you can't walk, if you can't move, but your tongue can move, you have no excuse. Someone was blind and cannot hear and is paralyzed, cannot do anything. If they just sit in the side of the street and people feed him, and someone get nearby and he heard him saying Alhamdulillah, praise to Allah for all his blessings on me. And he came nearby and told him, what kind of blessing Allah give you? You are paralyzed. You are blind. His body is sick, everything. Nothing more than just can talk. And he told him, just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep my tongue, to praise him, that's the best blessing that Allah gave me out of everything else. He canceled everything in this life. But just because he had his tongue to can praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he considered that the most blessing that he has. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. That's an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we praise him ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as you can. كثيرًا, much more than you ever think. That's because there is no limitations. There is no obstacles. There is no excuse. You are not going to do something more than move your tongue with praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thinking about what you say. اذكروه ليلا ونهارا. So day and night, on the ground, on the earth, or in the sea. If you travel or you're sitting, if you're sick or you are well, if it is secret or if it is explicitly. To praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you sleep and when you wake up, when you eat, before you eat, and when you drink, when you go out, when you come back, when you sneeze, when you see the people, when you see anything, when the rain will fall down, when you see or hear the wind, when you are happy, when you are sad, always praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because out of all this, you are a winner. You carry with you more than what the heaven and the earth will handle. كلمتان خفيفتان على اللسان حبيبتان للرحمن ثقيلتان في الميزان سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. Two words, very easy on the tongue, very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very heavy in the scale of the Day of Judgment. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. How we can get use of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Subbuh. You know, as I mentioned, everything praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the food that you eat, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you eat it. Anas radiallahu anhu said that in the hands of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you see some of the dust. You used to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and used to hear it in the hand of the Prophet. So the companion used to hear the praising of this dust in the hand of the Prophet. And Prophet Muhammad put that dirt in the hands of Abu Bakr. Also this dirt praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they can't hear it. They heard it. But when Abu Bakr put that dirt in other companions, they didn't hear it. Other examples of someone was fishing. And whenever he fished, he would give the fish to his daughter. And at the end of the day, he was asking about the food of the fish. And by the way, this is the story about someone from India. His daughter was fishing. And the daughter told him, "Oh, my father, every time you give me a fish, I used to hear the fish praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I would put it back in the water, in the sea, to keep praising all the time. Every fish, that daughter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give her the understanding of the fish. When you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will know things more than ordinary person will know. So the daughter heard the fish praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to continue on praising, she was to put that fish back in the sea. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Subbuh, will know everything. All the time. And in the paradise, is a reward for the people who praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ya subbuhu ya quddus. Ya man tuqil al-atharat wa taghfir al-zallat. Ij'alna min ibadika al-musabbihin. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Waj'alna min al-dhakirin. وزين صفحات أيامنا بأنوار عبادتك ونبهنا من نومة الغافلين. اللهم عطر أفواهنا بطيب ثنائك واجعل جوارحنا مستعدة للقائك. اللهم ارحم غربتنا وفك أسرنا وأحسن خاتمتنا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا واغفر لنا ولوالدينا أجمعين يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.